The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Remember this, anything is possible. Gary Wimmer. Hello, I'm Wendy. Did you check out those YouTube videos yet? My nightlights on YouTube? I have to reschedule my guest who was supposed to be with me today because he lost his voice. The psychic firefighter. So he's the next interview in the lineup. I also have, after the first of the year, an interview with Mark Ireland. Now, he's the son of Dr. Richard Ireland. On his website, there's a demonstration. So Mark Ireland is pedigreed because his dad was a famous psychic. But what he's doing, after the death of his son, he decided to investigate and explore, looking for answers, and it was his youngest son. So he has written a book, a couple of them actually, Soul Shift, Finding Where the Dead Go, and The Persistence of the Soul. Plus, from his dad, he has another, Your Psychic Potential, A Guide to Psychic Development, and that's available for the first time. It was unpublished, but he's now published that and made it available. One more quick mention, Robbie Holtz, who talks about healing, and also now she's talking about connecting with your own guides and going beyond into how to establish your own spiritual connections. The other thing, a dream. I had no idea that it connected to anybody, and I was trying to figure it out at the time what it was. So I woke up having the dream that somebody had come to meet me in the bedroom as I had all my stuff laid out on the bed. I had notes, I had books, I was reading, I was studying, I was doing my homework. And this guy comes charging in my room, very excited, and he seems to be wearing, I think it's a brown three-piece suit. It's a brown suit. I know definitely he's dressed in business attire, kind of, you know, it's dressed up, and like he'd make a presentation somewhere. And so he has that. It gives me an idea that this is important, and he seems to be a coworker of some kind. But he's asking for my help because he's upset the printer isn't doing what he wants it to. At least that's how I understand it. So I'm thinking, okay, and I'm also dressed. I seem to have my shoes on. Don't recognize the shoes, but they are shoes, and I'm wearing them while I'm in bed doing my homework. And I get up and I run to the printer to say, well, you know, I can help you. You can use mine, and we'll be fine. So I'm trying to puzzle through this, who it might be. Seems like it's a coworker, three-piece brown suit, or at least a suit, and needing my help with the printer getting some information out or something like that. I open my computer, and I happen to have left it on Twitter, X, when I see 7 minutes previous, like just before I tuned in, 7 minutes ahead of the time that I opened my computer through this page, Ellie had shared the new page that was going to be published at noon that day about Ingo Swann. And I'm like, wow, okay. So I check that out real quick, and I'm looking at this page from Ingo Swann. This is a special page dedicated to non-human entities. Now, for years, when I tracked Ingo's information, I was looking for this kind of information. Penetration was an excellent resource for that. There are other bits and pieces of that that didn't make it to publication, but are here posted because they were in his archives, in the other stuff that was all part of his legacy. And he had to be very careful about what he wrote because some of it was still classified. So here it is on the page about non-human entities. Ingo's hidden world. The truth is out there or closer than we think. Yeah, it's a whole lot closer than we think. And she links one of my favorite issues of 8 Martinis magazine. That's the one for remote viewers. You can download that. And the book Penetration, first published in 1998, described his work with ultra-secret men in black. And this is where the character of Axelrod is introduced. Axelrod, there's questions about who these people are, why this matters. Ellie goes into all of that. Ellie Flippin is Ingo's niece. I've interviewed her a couple of times. And there's something that draws me to Ingo. So as I'm looking through this and seeing the information, I ask Ellie does Ingo happen to have a three-piece brown suit or a brown suit? And she responds, yes. Now, it could be that I saw this somewhere somehow and just bookmarked it, and it's in my, I already know this. Well, in the dream, that's what I saw, and I realized the person in the dream actually looks like Ingo at about 36 years old. And I went to Stardust Highways. This is Ingo Swann's Art of Entertaining, where his artwork is shown. And it's worth the price of the book just to see the artwork. Okay. The recipes are great and they're a little bit hard. But the artwork is absolutely extraordinary. The picture in my mind and in my dream was Ingo at about mid-30s. Okay. Mid-30s, mid-40s, right in there. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh. So I told Ellie, well, guess what? I had a dream and Ingo was in it. He needed help with his printer. He needed help getting some information out. And so, yeah, he does. The information that he needs help getting out is this on the non-human entities. Intelligences, NHI, is the other term for that. So one way or the other, they would call them the Space Brothers. They would call them extra-dimensional intelligences. Whatever word they use, it means this connection has been established and continues to be acknowledged by people in circles of the UFO crowd, the psychic crowd, the after-death people, the OBE people. All of this is coming, I think, front and center, full circle, into finally getting under an umbrella that says, this is connected. This is connected. We are being, some people say, farmed. We are being prodded. We are being helped. We are being taught, schooled. I tend to think it has more to do with, these guys have been with us for a long time, many different levels of this non-human entity. My term for it has been non-corporeal. And then people say, I saw an ET, but the ET before it materialized looked like an orb, a circle. I've seen my guides, and my guides did not materialize as people. They materialized as orange-ish, and round, and not transparent, opaque orbs. I had asked, can I see you? And so I saw two glowing spheres, orbs, about 10 feet away from me in the room. So I was allowed to see them. But other times I have asked to see these intelligences who are communicating with me, and one who said we needed to get over our fear and then demonstrated what that fear might be. It happened that the fear has to do more with the fight or flight, that we automatically, for safety and for physical endurance, to make sure that we stay alive, we are programmed fight or flight. And that's the one thing that holds us back, because if that fear factor is too strong, it blocks everything else. And I think sometimes that's the deal with a skeptic, because they just don't want to deal with it. It's one too many things in the box, okay? The box is crowded already. So dealing with extraterrestrials or extra dimensionals or dead people or anything woo-woo that, you know, some people call woo-woo is just too much. So it doesn't exist, and that makes everything all neat and tidy. Well, the cool thing about that for us who do experience these things, it doesn't make it go away. It's still here. And if you think you can't see it, then you probably can't, and you probably won't. But if you think you can, you hope you can, you want to, you probably will. So I need to talk with Ellie about this new page on non-human entities, ingoswan.com. What I do want to mention is I said that I felt like he was 36, mid-30s, between 30 and 40. Page 37 of the book, Stardust Highways, Ingo Swann's Art of Entertaining. That's what he looks like. No beard. I have no idea how old he was. But this gives me a template and something that I can compare. And he was wearing a brown suit. That is the coolest thing. The deal before is when I've had the EVPs in my interviews, most of them have occurred during my conversations dealing with Ingo Swann. One was with the psychic Paula Roberts, and the other was with Ellie. And then I've had my own that was just with me back in January of 2023. That was the first time I noticed it. Doesn't mean it hasn't happened before. I would have just edited it out because it looked like some kind of an anomaly and a fluke and an annoyance. And so it went bye-bye. I've learned to look at some of those little flukes to see if there might be something more, something hidden. And in the meantime, though, going back to Ingo Swann, what I also like about his information is that he encourages the need to be creative, the need to explore outside the box. The thing is, we get guidelines, we get clues, breadcrumbs, we get lots of hints and prods. It's whether we choose to follow through. A quick break.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
When you have a guide who's saying, here, try this, or investigate that, or explore something else, it's really helpful because then it's a way of giving yourself permission to figure out what else is there. One of the quotes, to a large extent, creativity is self-generated in areas of the mind beyond or beneath the individual's willful, conscious control. You get some kind of an impulse, some kind of a desire, spontaneous, I need to look at this. Or it's even a preset. The chances of me having the dream about Ingo, where I identify it as Ingo, and then seeing the post from Ellie on X that says, this is going to be debuted today. What are the chances? Synchronicity. Coincidence. The thing about this is, these are actions that we do subconsciously. And that's our intuition. That's something about me connecting with that vibe that says, I need to check this out. So as I'm going through the book, I'm seeing things that I overlooked before. There's so much, every time I read one of his books, something else resonates. And that then draws me into experimenting and exploring a new arena that I hadn't before. There is a trigger that I get when I know that is Ingo connecting with me. It's a sensation. It's a vibration. It's a frequency. And that had been activated recently. And I was wanting, okay, I need to revisit some of Ingo's stuff, not even thinking this was a book. After I had this experience and tied it to the dream, I uncovered this book in a stack as I was rearranging some things. And I've got tons of, I should show you, all my little sticky notes in this book, reminding me to tune to, you know, a certain page or certain piece of information. But I really felt it was important to get back into the consciousness element. And I've done my own channeling, and that continues. But exploring more of these abilities where time shifts, where you have an experience that doesn't have any kind of, in our reality, explanation. It just happens. And then connecting and comparing others' results to your results helps give you a template, an idea. Okay, this is how it manifested. Maybe this is how I can manifest it for myself. And that's what the non-human entities are encouraging us to do. They're not trying to shut us down. They're not trying to destroy us. They're not trying to hold us hostage. We do that ourselves by our thinking. And so to change that dynamic, to change that paradigm, what we are encouraged and challenged to do is change our thinking. When we change that, our reality, our world, our knowing, our being changes. The goal is to have power over yourself. And when you do that, you don't have to worry about having power over somebody else because you're in charge. The minute you take that away and place it on trying to fix or hinder or control someone else, it goes down a different path. And that has a lot more dark fallout. One of the basics of being able to do the kind of work at the level that it can be done is to do no harm. And do no harm means intentionally hurting someone else. So accidental, it happens. Sometimes it happens. You can make up for that. But there's no cure for intentional destruction. Okay, that you can't erase that. That becomes karma. Even if it was meant to be helpful. I'm fixing this for somebody else. That takes it to a different level. So when you come back to the center, the I, that's where the power is. And that's where we soar. That's where we grow. We evolve. And as we do that, everyone in our sphere goes with us because we expose them to this higher level energy, which is what I feel when I know Ingo is around and he's prodding me. So what I told Ellie when I told her about the dream was I just think Ingo's gathering his people. He's gathering his tribe. He's still connected. He doesn't have the body to worry about, which is really convenient. Now, when we have all these interesting hurdles that we have to overcome with everything, no matter what happens in our history as we are living, there will be hurdles, there will be challenges, there will be conflict. That's how we grow. It may not be pleasant or comfortable or convenient, but we are challenged to overcome all of our obstacles. The first place to start is in the mind, in the consciousness, to understand how we are tuned to the collective. And if we can raise our vibration, our frequency, our thoughts are manifesting, we can influence and bring others along for the ride in a positive way. The outcomes manifest after we've done our work, meaning sometimes we're not going to be around to see it. But as long as we're doing our work, and as long as we are creative, adding something to the equation, doing something unique, different, and proactive, then the result will speak for itself. Back to Ingo's hidden world. This is "The truth is out there or closer than we think." In a letter Ingo wrote, dated May of 1973, now in his archives at the University of West Georgia, he calls out two things. One, money is being directed to possible biological automata and effective mind control systems as part of questionable motives of invisible benefactors working toward economic control of the planet. And two, we are not alone on this planet. So he's alluding to a group of actors now called non-human entities or non-human intelligence, and a group of human actors, not only in contact through some sorts of extrasensory means, but more dangerously conspiring with them in the most egregious of ways possible. So he's saying that there's this element, this hidden element that's already basically jumped the gate and gone out to work with a negative element, a negative agenda, control. So if we can't get around that, we can go through it. Going through it is understanding that you are in charge of yourself. All of your thoughts, all of your inclinations, all of your intuitions, everything revolves around your ability to tune in to your own higher self, your own source of creation and upgrade. Bottom line, you are not alone. Anything is possible. When I first started working with the guides, they gave me a little thing to hang up on my wall. And it's been hanging there in many houses, in many ways. Wherever I have chosen to consider my office, it says, "You are magic. You are divine. With you, all things are possible. Change how you think. Believe. You can create miracles." And they happen. Or at least you become more aware of the miracles that are happening all around you. A magnet for miracles. That's a good goal. Okay, that's it. I do have my other interviews coming up. I posted on YouTube the two simple demonstrations of my nightlight and how it works. Again, this is how I channel. This is the energy I connect with and have connected with for 26 years now. The light in the daytime and the light in the dark. You can see that it blinks, it flickers, and it's energy. I do not have any control. I do not make this thing work. It chooses when it wants to work. So going into a laboratory and saying, how does this work? I can't guarantee that it will work because that isn't what it's about. It is a non-human entity. It has chosen to participate and to interact with me. I do the best I can to work with it and give up on asking it to perform. As if, you know, it's said, I'm not a trained pony. I don't do this. I'm not a nightlight. I'm an entity. Get over it. So that's the fun thing about this, because it is extraordinary. It is rare, and it is fun. It's a reminder that when I go through and talk about this stuff, I know we are not alone. Coming up in the next interview, the psychic firefighter. I'll put links in the description for the show. Thanks for listening. Anything's possible.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.